And we've been watching some powerful images from the state of South Carolina. Just moments ago, the Confederate battle flag was removed from the front of the state house in the capital, Columbia. As that flag came down, a crowd let out an ecstatic cheer. Now, let's remember, a contentious debate led to this moment, a debate sparked by the shooting deaths of 9 people at a black church in Charleston. The suspect there was photographed clutching a Confederate flag. Yesterday, many people came to get a final glimpse of the State House flag. Duncan McFadden from member station WFAE reports.
A steady stream of people came to see the flag on what would be its last full day at the State House grounds. Maria Califf says she's come here every day this week, carrying a sign that she modified after lawmakers voted on the bill.
Take down the flag. Well, here we said we are taking down the flag.
Laura Suber of Columbia brought her 3 grandchildren.
I want them to learn and see history in motion just as it is.
Others were sad to see it go. For them, the flag represents state history and their family heritage. Later in the day, Governor Nikki Haley signed the bill into law in front of an overflow crowd inside the State House. She used 9 pens to represent the 9 victims of the Charleston shooting.
When the emotions start to fade, the history of the actions that took place by everyone in South Carolina to get us to this moment is one that we can all be proud of.
Following the ceremony, a crowd gathered outside as cars honked. People were able to walk right up to the flagpole. The flag's new home is just down the street at the South Carolina Confederate Relic Room and Military Museum. It documents the state's military history from the Revolutionary War through present day. One of the curators, Joe Long, says the museum has a collection of Confederate battle flags. He points out a red wall where some used in the Civil War hang in glass frames.
We have 3 regimental flags. They've been damaged in battle. They've been souvenired. Whenever you see little pieces missing with a right angle, somebody took scissors or a pocket knife to that.
The museum hasn't said when this latest flag to their collection will be put on display. For NPR News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Columbia.